When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
Jay here from Stretford Paddock, and it's the Paddock Podcast. And what better way to celebrate it than to get two of my favourite Manchester United fans on it with me, Mr. Andy Tate. How are we doing?
Oh, red dawn on a red Monday. Love it.
Red dawn on a red Monday. Love that. And Mr. Joe Smith, how are we doing?
Scared.
Scared? Why?
Yeah, because I'm scared of what might be. I've gone the other way now. For the last 2 months, I've been so excited.
Yeah.
Every game has been like a present, a gift. A joy, right? Yeah. Basically, including the World Cup final, because that was fantastic to watch. I've enjoyed every football match I've seen for about 2 months.
Right.
But now it's getting to the point where my brain is telling me this is too good to be true. I mean, this is either a dream or it's all going to come crashing down. You know what I mean? It can't be this good until the end
of
the season.
You're flirting with 21 again. She's
That's
flirting
what I'm
with
saying. That's
chef.
Where I'm at. I'm worried that this is too good to be true. I'm starting to think that, well, if Arsenal haven't won the league already, which they might have done, but if they haven't, it's a team that is 1 point above us that is the favourite to knock them off. If they're only 1 point above us, then we can do the same. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
so
I hear you.
If Arsenal haven't won it already, we've got as good a chance as anyone of doing it. So then I've gone into fear mode. I've locked down now.
Right.
My voice is still a little bit sore from Saturday from screaming so much, but... I'm a little bit nervous.
No. Enjoy the insanity ride, mate. Because after the last season, I'm going to enjoy all this ride.
Yeah, I'm trying to enjoy it, and usually that's my motto: enjoy it, because you don't know how long it'll last for. And I'm enjoying the wins.
Yeah.
But now, when I look at the Premier League table, I think it looks too nice. That it's too nice.
Get involved in the chat and the comments. Let us know what you think about where United are at. Do you think we are in a title challenge? I mean, you know, 1 point behind City, you'd argue we're in a title challenge, but I think most people would. So does that not de facto put us in a title challenge as well? Or because it's our first season, because of the fact that, you know, we have lost a few games, do we have to be a little bit more cautious, as you'd say?
Do you think
rather than going, you know, this is a title challenge?
Do you think it is, Jay? Do you think this is a title challenge?
It's a good question, that, and what I've just asked people. I guess because...
You're looking at the table there, right?
Yeah, I'm looking at it and thinking 9 points behind Arsenal and we've still got to play them. So, yeah, you'd have to say so. You'd have to say this is a title race.
Technically.
But I don't think we're going to win it. Because you can't say we're a point behind City are in a title race, we've just beat them, but we're not in that race. That to me doesn't make any sense.
No, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. Mathematically, like, and logically, you can't say not.
I'd have to say we are in a Saras. I don't think we'll win it.
By the 20th of May or whatever it is, you don't think we'll still be in a Saras?
Nah, unfortunately, despite the fact that they just got sent packing from Old Trafford, and we'll get into all the furore over the decision and all that nonsense in a minute, I still fancy City to win it. Mm. I think they've just got the experience. I think they've got the big game players. And I think that because we've had the World Cup, because we're in the middle of January now, because we've had the World Cup, like, even though we're in the middle of January, it's not really where we should be in terms of games. And people are like, right, okay, you know what? In the middle of January, when you're top, you think, well, you're halfway there, aren't you?
But that's generally the rule, isn't it, after Christmas?
We've still got, you know, there's still 20 games left. Yeah. And I think Manchester City, you've got to play Arsenal twice during that time as well, can close that gap and can overcome it. Because I expect Arsenal, when they do have a wobble, to fall apart. I think they will. I just think they haven't got that experience. They haven't got some of the players who I think proper sort of shows that they can cope with the pressure. I think they're just riding a wave at the minute.
They've got a thin squad just like us. Yeah. Any injuries, any suspensions, they will fall apart. And if they go, I mean, them three games head to head with Arsenal will decide it. Because whoever goes out of that FA Cup will have a free run at the league.
Yeah. Interestingly, though, we say that about the having all these games, which obviously they do.
What do you think, sorry, do you think?
I think Arsenal win the league.
They are?
Yeah. Because it's just so reminiscent of Leicester, where you keep thinking, no, they'll drop points off eventually. They'll drop points eventually. And I know we're only halfway through the season, or they're one game off being halfway through the season, but let's call it halfway through the season. But they're on for like 101 points. It's not like they're doing decent and everyone else is doing shit. United are doing pretty well, actually. City are doing okay, but not great by their standards. But Arsenal are just doing incredibly well. Arsenal have got like only less points than I think like a couple of the last six or seven Premier League starts from the team in first. So it's not like they're like messing about and they've took advantage of everyone being terrible. They have taken advantage of that, but they've still got a massive amount of points for 18 games. So I just think that would have to be so much worse in the second half of the season.
They've got some big matches, like City twice.
Newcastle
away.
Yeah.
Anfield as well, Chelsea. So there's a lot of football to be played.
Yeah, there is. Do you not think Arsenal will do it?
No, I just feel like, I know I keep going on about it, but I do feel like experience matters. I do feel like when you've been here before, in March, when it all starts, when you start dropping a couple of points, you think, right, okay, this is where your experienced players say, you know, they sort of leave the dressing room, don't panic, and you can grind out results. And I just don't know if Arsenal can do that. And I know, you know, you can argue, well, like you have done that, Leicester did it. Leicester hadn't had that experience. Leicester had players that had barely, some of those players had barely played in the Premier League, and they went on and did it. So I understand there's a counter-argument to say you don't always have to have that experience. Mm. Plus, everyone that's won the title has won it for the first time at some point. You know what I mean? In 90...
Yeah, you can't start by winning it the second time.
I think that what can help, though, is if you've been in a bit of a race before. Because in 93, when we won it for the first time, we'd just been pips in 92. So you had that experience of being in a title race, going with Leeds toe-to-toe to the last 2 weeks of the season. And that helped us, I think.
Liverpool did a similar thing,
Liverpool
didn't they? Winning the Champions League.
Yeah, they lost the Champions League final. They won the Champions League. They went, was it 98 points or 98 points, whatever, and they lost to the title. City. The next season, they go one better. So I think that maybe Arsenal next season, with the experience of being in the title race, if they can keep it up, might win it. But this season...
Are you saying it'll be City then? Is that where you're?
I see that because you're going to get a response from the next two home games for City because they will smash Tottenham, they will smash Crystal Palace on Sunday, and then you got the City Arsenal games. Mm. It's in City's to lose.
The one thing I do love, as you can see on the thumbnail, is how everyone is losing their mind over this Bruno Fernandes.
Yeah, we're going to get into that in a minute because basically, unless you've been living under a rock somewhere, you'll have seen, and I'll get into some of the comments in the chat in a minute, that Bruno Fernandes' goal was somewhat controversial. People saying that Marcus Rashford, he was in an offside position. There's this sort of interpretation of the law. Was he interfering with play? Was he not interfering with play? Because he didn't touch the ball. Did that mean that Stuart Atwell technically was right to give the goal because Marcus didn't touch the ball, so he's not classed as interfering? People saying he was interfering, he was distracting Kyle Walker, he was distracting Manuel Akanji, he was distracting Edison as well. I personally think it's hilarious. I love the fact that
no comment on whether it should be offside or not, just it's hilarious.
I would say that over a 3-0 win, 100%, right?
Yeah.
I absolutely love it. It's like, do you remember when we played Leeds a couple of seasons ago and we were winning 1-0 and then they got the equaliser from, I think it was Luke Ayling, and then a minute later, they were still celebrating when we got another goal. And I'd rather that than they didn't score.
Yeah.
It's funnier.
Oh, Ellen Road last year, yeah, that was
Old Trafford.
All right.
It's funnier. And
the 5-1.
Yeah.
5-1,
the collective meltdown from City fans, from pundits, from everyone is hilarious. I've seen people saying, you know, like, this is the most disgraceful thing that's ever happened in football. This is the worst decision they've ever seen.
This
movie we've had on the channel, he's lost his mind on it.
He said it was the worst refereeing decision he's ever seen.
I didn't even think he put refereeing in that. I think he just said decision.
Worst decision.
It was the worst decision, the worst choice anyone's ever made.
A couple of years
history.
Ago, was it the same decision against Aston Villa?
The
was
worst
it Rodri?
Decision I've ever seen.
No one's ever
City
made
won the
a worst
league
decision.
And it was at the Etihad, no fans in, and it was the same sort of scenario. Oh, boo hoo.
The thing is, right? People say, well, if it was the other way around, if it was United had conceded a goal, like, you'd be moaning. Yeah, of course I would, but we didn't.
Yeah.
Like, that's the nature of tribalism and being a fan. Yeah. Obviously,
if United are conceding a goal and there was controversy in it, I'm going to back
Yeah,
United.
I think City's goal should have been ruled out.
Yeah.
Just because Grealish is a knobhead. not because there's anything wrong with it legally, but I still think it should be ruled out. And I actually think Grealish is all right. He's the sort of player that, if he played for United, I think I'd like him.
Oh, yeah. He's
good to hate,
Saturday.
Though, isn't he?
Yeah.
He's good to take the piss out.
It was a shame because I know what you mean about Jack Grealish. And actually, Calvin Phillips as well, him and Grealish were warming up. Yeah. We're actually taking, because Pep Guardiola basically said that Calvin Phillips is fat, didn't he? Which it just sounds like excellent management, that, to go and say to the press, oh, Calvin Phillips is putting a load of weight. So he was getting stick off United fans and he was laughing along with it. And I thought, fair play to him, because he used to play for Leeds as well. So he's getting stick for that. Then people started commenting on his weight, shall we say. And he was taking it in good spirits. But yeah, I mean, it's funny because me and you did a video the other night when he got knocked out of the Carabao Cup.
Yeah.
And so many City fans were saying what I saw on like Twitter, that we'll bounce back against United. Mm. United, do you know, it's only Carabao Cup. Come back against United, and then you come to Old Trafford, and then you don't, and then all of a sudden it's just the ref cost us a game. You had one shot.
I know.
I think
you had one shot on target.
Yeah, that was that was in first half, wasn't it?
That was it. The goal.
The goal. Because Kyle Walker had a shot that went wide.
Yeah, that was it. Yeah, it went fist past. That was it.
So
yeah.
The only shot or header they had on target was the goal.
Yeah.
Also, that decision has nothing to do with Luke Shaw putting Allen in his pocket.
No.
That decision has nothing to do with Aaron Wan-Bissaka dancing through your defence, or, you know, Rafael Varane just stopping everything that came near him. That decision had nothing to do with Alejandro Garnacho, an 18-year-old, coming onto the pitch and absolutely tearing your defence apart. That decision has nothing to do with you not marking the most prolific striker on the planet when he's in acres of space in your six-yard box.
Yeah.
That's just bad defending.
Yeah.
And you can't go, well, that decision cost us. What about all those other things? That didn't stop you marking Marcus Rashford for the second goal.
No.
That's just nonsense. And it's just like this thing that certain City fans have where they don't want to criticise Pep Guardiola, no matter what. Even like when he drops the defensive midfielders for the Champions League final, like, oh, it's not his fault. Well, it is. They don't want to sort of criticise some of the players, which, like, all right, I can kind of understand a little bit.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
And they just want to look at it's not, you know, it's not our fault, or it's not their fault, or it's the referee's fault. You've got to take some responsibility, man. You can't put it all on one decision that came with 70 minutes left to play. And after during those 70 minutes, the scores were level until United scored.
Yeah.
So it's not like the game was over. It wasn't like the 94th minute and that was the winner. There was still a lot of football left to play.
They had one shot on target all game.
That's pathetic.
Like, if you win from one shot on target, you've been lucky.
Bournemouth had about five.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
David De Gea was pulling out shots left, right, centre one against Bournemouth.
Yeah.
West Ham had a load. Do you know what I mean?
It's they did.
Even Charlton.
Yeah, Charlton did. So you can't say, oh, well, you know, it's just the ref. Well, did the ref stop you from shooting?
Yeah.
It doesn't make any sense. And I just feel it's just like they don't want to accept the fact that maybe this City team, at times, I do think they'll come good eventually, just doesn't turn up.
We've got a few quotes from certain pundits and players and managers.
Before you get to that, I'll just get through some of your super chats before they build up. Billy Cook says, who's been a member of the academy for 11 months, there's loads of dodgy decisions in the league, but it is our one that is getting the attention. You know what that means. United are back, boiling piss. Yes, love that.
Exactly.
Cameron S says, people seem to forget the endless shite decisions we've gotten this season alone. How many times have we been denied clear penalties from handballs and fouls? Cry more, little sitter. KMD Glopper, it reminds me of you. did you see that ludicrous display last night? The thing about Arsenal is they always try and walk it in. Scott Robinette, hi guys, can you please send a birthday greeting to my son Jacob?
No.
He turned 17 today and he's a massive red. Happy birthday, Jacob.
Happy birthday, mate. Happy
Hope you're having a good one. Obed Martinez says, United winning, dodgy decisions, we might be back. Mm-hmm. Billy Cook has been a member. Cook even has been a member of the 11, been a member of the academy for 11 months.
Just read.
Oh, sorry, it is. Cameron S says, I've read that one as well. Just another football fan, I'll get there in the end. Has been a member of the first team for 29 months. Says, best proof of how good defensively we were against City and how far we've come is that City scored more goals at the Etihad than they had shots at Old Trafford.
The good thing as well is, and Steve made this point, he tweeted this the other day, yesterday, but that was with the defence of Wan-Bissaka, who was written off as a footballer, let alone a United player, about 6 months ago.
Yeah.
Varane, who was, you know, obviously a great player, and you can see him in that team, but people had questions about his performances and fitness last season. Luke Shaw, who again has been written off by everyone more times than I can count, playing at centre-back, yeah, which he's never played until this season.
No.
And then Malacia at left-back, who is a relatively unknown kind of backup left-back, €14 million signing from the Netherlands. And that's a team and a defence that obviously the whole team is what got them down to one shot on target, but that is a defence that wasn't terrorised, wasn't stretched, wasn't struggling. This is a team that comfortably handled almost everything Manchester City had to throw at it.
Yeah.
That's really impressive, and that shows the job Ten Hag's done, doesn't it? When you can have those players there, even De Gea, who's, you know, not. I mean, I'm someone who in the past has said that I think we could have a better keeper than him, and yet they've just doing so well week in, week out at the minute, conceding so few goals, so few chances. It's so impressive what Ten Hag's done.
No, I don't think you can underestimate it, because I think he's got all sides of the sort of the management right. Mm. Tactically, motivating players, signings, just dealing with egos and stuff.
Kept it all in check and disciplined. All good.
Yeah, I don't think that sort of post that City game,
yeah,
you can have too many or any criticism, really. Okay, you can look at the Villa game and say perhaps we could have done better. Well, we could have done better because we lost. But by and large, it's just perfect, really, what he's been doing, yeah, sort of the last few months. Yeah. It's like he's getting everything right.
Even getting that transition back from the World Cup right. Because we're the only team, I think, who's won every game since the World Cup.
Yeah, it's just keeping the balance and everything level and like, when to make the right decision and make the wrong decision.
Do you hit that like button? Give us a like. JB in the super chat says, Jay, you're in the TRA. How do you lot come up with chants? Plus, is Viva Garnacho disrespectful to Ronnie? Bro, I never come up with chants. I just join in. And half the time, I over the years, it's taken me ages to realise certain things. Good chants. Like, you know, like, don't come out tonight unless you're red and white.
Yeah.
For years, I thought that was unless you're wearing white.
What, like a test cricketer?
Yeah. And I thought, why do we sing that? I don't mind, I've heard it sung, let's say, hundreds of games, and I joined in, and I was singing the wrong ones. The wrong chant.
The wrong words.
It's like Fred will tear you apart again.
Yeah.
That's been recycled now, so yeah. I'm all
for
it.
I don't think
it's
disrespectful to Ronaldo. I think it's an homage and a compliment to Garnacho.
I didn't like that one, I don't care about Ronnie, he don't care about me.
Yeah.
I thought, I'm not listening, chant what you want, I don't care, as long as it's not offensive to any people, but I just thought that was a bit cringe. Yeah. I don't care about Ronnie. He don't care about me. He sounded like a jilted lover. Yeah. Didn't like her anyway.
Yeah.
Silly cow. Do you know what I mean?
What do you mean she didn't fancy me? I don't care anyway.
I don't fancy you anyway.
Shit.
Yeah, in fact, so I'm going to get with someone else who's better.
Yeah, on your bite, love.
Yeah.
Can we talk about Martin Keown? And everyone's going mad. He was talking on TalkSport saying, he said that Rashford's running on goal. Rashford sets himself up for the goal, but he stops for Fernandes. He says that VAR did not consider the goalkeeper's view. Jay, think of the goalkeeper's view in all of this. Think what Edison has gone through.
Will somebody think of the goalkeeper?
I know, honestly, like it's Edison. Like, I just don't understand. If you're, I get it. It probably should have been given offside. Honestly, it probably should have. He's clearly interfering. But here's the other thing I think is, the amount of times you hear from being 4 years old or whenever you start playing what even resembles a team football match to, what is he now, 30, Edison?
Yeah.
The amount of times he will have heard the phrase, play to the whistle, it will be in the tens of thousands. So why not? Like, if you know Rashford's offside, don't worry about him. When you see Fernandes coming up through the middle of the pitch, when there's no one's distracting your view of Fernandes, focus on that. Like, play to the whistle. Akanji the same. He's so close to the ball. Run into the back of Rashford if you have to. Do you know what I mean? If you know he's offside, run into the back of him. You know what the rules are. If he's interfering with play, you'll get a free kick.
Yeah.
You slowing down to let Bruno get the ball means that you are proving that Rashford, or seemingly showing that Rashford isn't interfering with play. Make him interfere with play. Think what the rules are and adhere to them. You don't I forgot the lines are meant, you know, the ball's not going to go past the line.
Because this is what I find slightly contradictory. Some people are saying, like, the law's an ass. Like, Richard Keys, who's an idiot, was tweeting something. He hates United.
Yeah, right, he does. Honestly. Weirdly. Too much.
Do you know what I mean? And he was tweeting, like, he quote tweeted Keith Hackett, I think he was like, former head of the referees, yeah. whatever. And he would say the law is an ass. And I think, okay, if the law is wrong, then does that not mean the referee got it right? But the law's wrong.
Yeah.
Because if that's what you're saying, you're saying the law needs changing because the referee didn't break the laws. He didn't ignore the law. He followed what the law was. Mm. It's just the law's wrong. So if that is the case, then the goal should have stood.
But also the problem is, imagine what the offside rule is there to do. It's to stop people who are in an advantageous position by being past the last defender, isn't it? Yeah. That's what it's there to stop. Yeah. So let's imagine Rashford was in the corner and he was still offside, but literally nowhere near play.
Yeah.
No one would argue that should be offside, would you? If the ball's in the middle, he's like fucking in the corner flag or injured or something. You wouldn't say pull it back for offside. So there has to be some line where the attacking player goes from being not related to play whatsoever to distracting. So I understand why the law is the way it is, because otherwise you'd be giving offside any time anyone was stood offside, regardless of if they're even near the ball.
Do you remember 2017 FA Cup final? Same scenario, Arsenal goal, Alexis Sanchez, player running back.
Yeah.
He leaves it, Sanchez puts the ball in
there. Yes, I do remember that.
And he waited and waited. Same scenario, he gave the goal.
He did.
It's the same rule.
But because otherwise, what's the rule? Because if you say, well, the player that's offside can't be within X meters of the ball, if you went that angle, then they could just be stood in front of the goalkeeper like that. Well, I'm nowhere near the ball. Bruno's 20 yards out, I'm 15 yards away from him, stood in front of the goalkeeper. So it has to be whether you're blocking the line of sight of a player or blocking the ball. That makes sense. The rule makes sense. It's just this was the very margin of the rule, and any rule pushed to its very extreme looks silly. But unfortunately, occasionally you're going to have situations like this where he's not really blocking Akanji, because if he was, he would have ran into him. He's not blocking Edison because he's got a clear view of everything. Kyle Walker that was coming across?
Yeah.
He still should have got there before Bruno anyway. Yeah. It was Bruno's quick thinking and Akanji being slow that cost him that goal.
Yeah.
Not Rashford being stood where he was. So I just think, yes, the rule got pushed to its extreme limit and looked a bit dodgy. Maybe other refs would have given it. But the rule has to exist. And if it does, there's going to be an edge of it that looks wrong, and we just saw the very edge of the rule. But otherwise, what would you prefer the rule to be? If anyone's ever stood offside when a ball goes through, regardless of how close they are to it, it's just offside automatically. That would be shit.
I seen one with Liverpool at the Kop End against Wolves, and Wolves equalised. Graeme Souness insisted he was offside, and the lad wasn't interfering with play. It's an offside. The rules are rules. So. That's typical.
I don't know what people would prefer the rule to be.
They don't like us.
Cosmic,
they don't like us.
He's been a member of the academy for 23 months. Says after New Boys F City. I think. Well,
has anyone got any alternatives on what the rule could be? That's. And I mean, obviously, we're a United fan, so we're happy with the rule as it is.
Yeah. Plogs LC saying what you said. Arsenal won an FA Cup off the exact same thing.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, it happens. And there was that thing, one though, against Villa, like you mentioned earlier, when City had that.
Yeah, Rodri, one of coming back, and somebody played De Silva. I was at De Silva offside, and they scored on it. And that was like, the game was 0-0. And Dean Smith got sent to the stand. The Villa manager at the time, he got sent off.
I mean, you see Liverpool fans having a go. Literally, they should have been knocked out of the FA Cup 1 week ago because of an offside that was given. Not because someone was offside,
and cameras,
but because
that don't
the cameras
work.
Didn't know if he was or not. So they went, yeah, don't give that. Like, they got a far worse decision their way 1 week ago, and they've got the audacity to be having a go.
Look at
City
last season. Everton with the ball.
The thing is, right, Akanji came out after the game, and he was fuming, and he said, I played Rashford offside, he was offside. That doesn't matter because Rashford didn't stop you getting to the ball.
No.
You played him offside, so you tried to step up. Then you didn't. You look, he's not sprinting because he thinks, oh, he's offside, so it doesn't matter. So that's Akanji's mistake.
Yeah.
That's
like, do you know when Barthez stood like that and let Di Canio score?
Yeah.
That's Barthez's fault. Whether you think someone's offside or not, you don't just fucking stop.
That's what I mean.
That's just stupid.
To the whistle.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. They've all heard that phrase thousands of times in their career from being kids.
I think, from what I gather from the rules and stuff, the goal should have stood. I think it's a legal goal. I just think the rules are silly. Because I think you can interfere with play without touching it.
Yeah, I
think
agree.
You can.
I agree.
And I do think that Edison's got him ready to save it from Rashford. And he almost dummies it, really, doesn't he? It's like he's more or less a dummy. And I think that's daft. But by the letter of the law, and I never thought I'd say this, like BT, when I got home, I watched it. I think BT, it was Peter Wallen, who I can't stand. But he was saying, like, the rules are easier than the rules. Stuart Atwell hasn't broken the rules.
No.
He hasn't gone off the deep end and just made them up himself.
No.
And I don't think, I mean, I might be wrong, and if I am, fair enough, and it'll be even funnier. I don't think the Premier League or whatever they call Referees Association is going to come out and go, we got that one wrong. I think they'll say that was the rules. The referee stuck to him.
Yeah.
And I think you can go about interpretation. You can argue that, oh, well, he shouldn't have done that, or the rules are wrong. You might argue the rules are wrong, but they are the rules.
Mm.
It's like, you know what I mean? Like, if you might think that, oh, well, I tell you what, I think the pass back rule's wrong, so I'm just going to get the keeper to pick it up when I kick it to him. Because I don't agree with that rule. Well, that's not how football works.
No.
These are the rules. And yes, there might be. Right, thank you. So the producer just said, Pogmol said that Atwell got it right.
Mm.
He got it right according to the rules. Now, you might think the rules are wrong. Yeah. Fine, but they are the rules.
Yeah.
It's not a case of, oh, well, I don't agree with it, or it's, you know, in my opinion. That's your opinion. And I personally, my opinion is those rules are crackers. But they're the rules that you're given. United outsmarted City.
Yeah.
That's it. Do you know what I mean? That was the thing. Bruno and Rashford knew what he was doing. Rashford left it because he knew he was offside. Bruno finished it. And as soon as he finished it, he ran over to that linesman and said, nah, I'm not offside. I'm the one that scored. He didn't touch it. Atwell went over. The linesman said, yeah, give it against Rashford. Atwell could see that Rashford didn't touch it. He could see that Bruno did and Rashford didn't. So he went, goal.
And like I said, Bruno knew. Bruno didn't even celebrate. He put it in and sprinted straight to the linesman. So it wasn't like Bruno was going, oh, did he, didn't he? Bruno knew what the rules were. So there's no reason that Kanji and it's particularly Kanji because he was one that was close to it. There's no reason he shouldn't know what the rules are as well. Like, what, you know, you're at a disadvantage because you don't know the rules as well as United's player. Well, that's not our fault.
This is the thing as well. Like, if United went to the Etihad and had one shot and got an equaliser against them after leading with 70 minutes to go and just didn't turn up. If they left Erling Haaland on his own in a 6-yard box, which I don't know that we have done, I wouldn't just be blaming the ref. I'd be looking at the players going, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? You're the defending champions. Why aren't you act like it? But none of them are. It's all this fixation of the injustice of it all. And we've been done and we've been had. And do you know what I mean? An 18-year-old came on and tore you apart. No one wants to talk about that.
No.
You don't want to acknowledge the fact that all the money they've spent on all this defence and it took a kid who's, you know what I mean, who's played, what, 8 Premier League games in his entire life to come on and absolutely dominate you.
And again, Pep comes out like he does and says, well, we've won loads of Carabao Cups anyway, so we're not going for that anymore. We've won loads of Premier League, so we're not going for that anymore.
I said like, that. Imagine Fergie in 99 going, we won the FA Cup now, so I'm not bothered if we go and win the Champions League next week.
Can't win them all.
Yeah, or even saying we're not going to win 3 in a row. That won't happen. No.
Yeah.
Of course it can. If you've got the right mentality, you've got the right players. So I think it's just baffling to me how it's almost like this personality cult. Everyone buys into it. It's like, oh yeah, it's injustice. It's not us. It's the referee. It's all this. And I get it. I'd be aggrieved. But it's not mutually exclusive. You can be aggrieved with that decision and still think your players could have done more and your players should be defending better than they are doing and your players should have been turning up for your biggest game of the season. And he just didn't. And he just like wrote the game off because of one bad decision.
Do you know what I loved?
Or, you know, in their opinion, a bad decision.
I loved how United were quite... I thought they were very well drilled and sort of sensible for the first 75 minutes or whatever it was until City scored. I thought we were really, like, smart. We played smart, but we didn't play particularly... It wasn't particularly exciting from United,
no,
was
no,
it?
After,
it was,
after the second half, we were flat for about 15 minutes until...
But I absolutely loved how, as soon as they scored and as soon as we got that advantage back and as soon as we got the first goal, definitely, we became a different team. It was like we just locked it down and we looked more dangerous and we went for it. We went for it in the right way. We then started putting attackers forward. Casemiro went from having a sort of a decent game where he'd give the ball away and win it back, but, you know, not a flawless performance, to just being this absolute lock before he went off. Varane, the same thing, absolutely on lock. Wan-Bissaka, the same thing. Luke Shaw at left back. Like, it just became this, like, it's like we scored the goal, and then we had all this momentum, scored the second goal and just went clunk and just locked everything up. They didn't have even half a chance at the end, did they, say? Nothing.
Do you know what he kept doing?
Nothing whatsoever.
He said it at the end, bringing on Harry Maguire and the Metsomini and all that, just to kill it out, see it out.
Yeah,
but do you know what
perfect.
Made me laugh as well with City? Because I was obviously at the game, I couldn't see it on the telly, but it struck me that every time they were in the box, they were diving about.
Yeah.
There were so many penalty appeals, and I just kept seeing the ref going, no.
Yeah.
And then afterwards, with all this controversy, I didn't see one incident where all the pundits were going, that was a penalty.
No, there was none.
Yeah.
Alan kicked like, his foot, his own foot or something like that.
I think it smacks of desperation that a little bit, you know, when you just appeal for penalties rather than trying to win the ball or whatever. And listen, I'm not against dark arts. Everyone does it and it happens and that. But it's like, for me, I think it's almost been overlooked to the fact that for 20 minutes in the second half, I thought City turned up. The first half, I thought United had the better chances and I thought we contained them quite well. I think they had one shot from Kyle Walker from 30 yards out or 25 yards out. The second half, they got the goal. They didn't have any shots other than that. I mean, that's not good enough. No. And I don't understand why everyone's all right. Well, Adam, City fans are all right with it because I'd be like, that's not
Champions press ahead. They finish the game off. That's what champions do. I mean, they didn't even do that.
We've done it. Like, you can still be aggrieved at what's gone on with the referee and still think your team should be better. And it's like they're all going, ah, well, we got done. That was it. And I just think, nah, man, you just didn't turn up as well. Philip Merchant says, all offside should count. You professionals stay onside when attacking. Defender's space based on attacker's position. Also, go back to daylight. Sick of players offside for a toe. All that said, play to the whistle. It's a duck says, honestly, love that we scored a goal like that. It's about time we benefited from a dodgy goal versus City of all teams. I love seeing the meltdown. I agree with that. Do you know what? I'd rather that than just a, you know.
It's like the goals Rashford had charts off. Yeah. Rashford's had two legitimate good goals charts off. Goodison Park this season and Molineux. So it goes around.
Yeah, it does. Yeah. Well, talk about ridiculous rules. Yeah. If handballs are different depending on who has them and where on the pitch.
Yeah, on the same day, two West Ham players on that Everton weekend, two West Ham players handled it, used it, and they went on and scored goals. Yeah, exactly. So the rules are up the bloody well.
Mo C says, was delighted to win the derby on my birthday and was even happier to find out I share it with a Stretford Paddock legend. Belated happy birthday, Jay. Belated happy birthday to you as well,
Happy
Mo
birthday,
C.
Jay.
Yeah, happy birthday.
How are you feeling now you're 43? You're looking as sexy as ever.
I thought I was 33.
And the rest, you can come on this channel again. I feel 10 years younger after that. Not only did United beat City, which was amazing, the Scousers got beat 3-0. Danny Welbeck getting the third. I mean, that is just the icing on the birthday cake.
I mean, that was that Danny Welbeck's goal. It was sort of like, wow, like a bit of Dutch mastery. Just like a bit of Dennis Bergkamp.
Yeah, there was a little
bit. There was one there. Stuart Pearce has been wading in on this debate, hasn't he?
Kicking off.
He says he's astounded. The situations fit the rules of the game now. I would have given it offside. You can't run after the ball and look as though you're going to touch it. They're not.
I love that. I would have given offside. What? Former Manchester City manager would
former
have given
Manchester
that offside.
Former Manchester City manager Stuart Pearce. Who also,
and former player.
And former player who also racially abused Paul Ince at Old Trafford as well. So forgive me if I don't listen to your opinion. Just putting that one out there. Yeah, that's shocking that he's not agreeing with that one. I mean, everyone's against us, aren't they? It's mint.
It's so good. Shit-house today. I fucking love boiling piss with them.
I know, I do.
I fucking love it.
Do you know
it.
What I mean? And people say, oh, why'd you get it? Because it's mint. It is. Seeing people fume. Don't get me wrong, right? We've had it. We had the 6-3 where City fans were giving us, and you have to take your medicine. Yeah. It's been bad. You know, we had the 4-1.
Yeah, and they were lucky to win
season.
That.
Yeah, exactly. 4-1 last season. Was it the 2-0 at Old Trafford, which is like a training game for him? We've had a few bad ones, and under Ralph Ragnick, everyone was coming out of the woodwork, absolutely laughing at us. Beginning of the season when we got beat off Brighton at Old Trafford, everyone was loving
Brentford.
That. Brentford 4-0, people were saying Ten Hag should be sacked. Not United fans, but other morons. And then Liverpool, we show what we're about and how he knows what he's doing. And then from there on, you could begin to see what's forming. And now we're in a position where, you know, we're beating City and we're, 1 point behind him in the league, considering where we were.
But the difference between the two derbies, one at the Etihad, we hadn't played for a month.
No.
Due to the Queen's funeral, and then on Saturday we're in a good run of form, basically like 16 wins out of 20 games. That's the difference.
Yeah,
form.
Luke Harrison says Edison is one of the worst keepers from a fundamental standpoint I've seen at the top level, only saved by his passing ability. He's not impressed with Edison. Dale Gibson says ex-City manager and player and current racist Stuart Pearce would have given offside. Shocker.
Current racist. Like, he's always whispering something under his breath. Right up to the moment. Current racist. What are you doing? I'm just being racist in the shed.
I see.
All right, see you later.
Now.
Come in for your tea, love. Yeah, I will do.
Viril says, he says, Will Weghorst play on Wednesday? Will Weghorst, I presume. Will he play on Wednesday?
He's number 27 now, isn't he?
Yeah.
Tell us his old number.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, tell us his old number.
Fellaini is something.
Was Sylvester 27 as well?
What do you fancy winning this season? More than one trophy?
I think I think we can win the Carabao Cup.
Yeah.
Semi-finals, you'd fancy us for that. We're the favourites. I know Newcastle obviously got a strong team, but I'd fancy us for that. I feel like if we get past Barca, we can win the Europa.
I'd take a 3-8 on that. If we go out, we'll go out.
The FA Cup, obviously, you'd expect us to beat Reading, and then we can see what happens there. So you'd expect somewhere along the line we're going to falter. We're not going to, you know what I mean? Because this is still a work in progress. You've got a manager only joined 7 months ago.
What do you think next Sunday night? We could be three off the top, joint. So what do you do in the last few days of the transfer window? You're going to have to, everything rejigs itself.
What do you think, Arsenal?
Arsenal, yeah, someone asked me that.
I'm getting too worried about all this stuff.
Someone also asked me about...
Josh W.
asked, what do you all think about the Ramsdale incident?
Oh, yeah, shocking. You can't be fucking, kicking him?
Well, what was that, right? That my man's just got a lifetime ban and probably get nicked for the most pathetic kick ever. What was he doing?
Luckily,
I'm not encouraging
him. Luckily for Ryan Ramsdale, it was a shit kick.
Yeah. But like, what is that? I don't know. Why are you doing that for starters? Because you're just embarrassing yourself.
Yeah.
And also, is that really worth never going to a football game again? Because that's what's going to happen to you now.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? It's just proper moronic. And like, listen, I've been angry at football matches. I get that you lose your mind sometimes, but you don't go around kicking, trying to kick players. And also, all you've done there is show yourself up. Because Aaron Ramsdale was literally, he barely noticed it. Do you know what I mean? It's just pathetic on all fronts. Yeah. Colin Choi, welcome to the Academy. Thank you for your support. Ross Murphy says, welcome to it as well. SSMUFC says, Ramsdale ain't no Canada. I mean, I don't like Arsenal, but Spurs fans can give Fred a wobble as well, can't they? Because they can be a bit small time, can't they? I don't know, it must be hard for him, but you know what I mean? Like, you've got Conte and you think, okay, this is where we're going to do bits. They went big in the summer, and now Arsenal are just like,
they're
running away with it.
They're basically when Ancelotti went to Everton, aren't they?
Yeah.
Let's be honest. There's a manager that's too good for the players he's got going to a team that he shouldn't really be at because he's had a couple of bad years. But really, Conte will return to the top and win leagues again. Maybe not the Premier League, but he'll win leagues again with better teams than Tottenham. He's too good for them, and their players just aren't up to it.
Fergal McClellan's in the super chat says, isn't it mad that when we weren't good, we got a penalty after full time and no one cared, but now everyone going mad because we got a 50-50 call for us. We are back. This is what I mean, man. I think we are back.
There's something in the air around the ground. You can sense it in the fan base as well. And it's a good vibe.
Yeah, it's great. It's really good.
No, you can't. I feel like that reaction after the win against City was one of the best reactions I've ever seen from the fans in terms of like the atmosphere, the way everyone was celebrating.
Oh, I was crying at the end, mate. I had 10 minutes crying because my mum's not here anymore. She would have loved that. And I had her scarf around my neck.
Yeah, I saw you.
Absolutely cried. I had to compose myself. Yeah. And one of the lads patted me on the head and he even sent a tweet to me. He was like, I've seen him there. Head in his hands crying and it's okay to have a moment like that.
Yeah, it's great.
You have a few minutes to yourself.
Harry, I will check my Facebook messages. My Facebook messages are a mess, but I will. I will do it. Thank you. People, now I've got other people saying, stop ignoring it. I've not. I've read it 3 times. I will get in there and have a look. Nathan O'Neill says, Casemiro has changed everything. Someone else says, F Souness. I will ask you about Souness because Souness hasn't really mentioned much about the derby, has he? But you point out something. He said he doubled down on his Casemiro thing. I think he was saying.
Well, it was the most like convoluted old man. I'm so obviously wrong that I have to admit something, but at the same time, I'm not going to tell you that I was wrong. So he was talking the other day, I think it was on Friday before the game, saying, you know, has Casemiro done a good job? Has he improved them? Has he been one of the best in the division as a defensive midfielder? Yes. But would I consider him world class? No, I still think he's not world class. Like, just shut up. Just admit you didn't watch enough of him at Real Madrid. And if you did, your punditry and your analysis was crap. Just admit that. And say, I got it wrong, he's been phenomenal. Don't give him this, he's been probably the best defensive midfielder in the league this season, in the best league in the world, but he's not world class. He said there's a reason Real Madrid got rid of him. What reason is that? Them letting a shit Barcelona team be top of La Liga. Is that the reason? Like, what is that? What are you talking about? Real Madrid have got worse since Casemiro left. United have got massively better since he arrived. What are you saying at this point? Casemiro would get in. I think he would get in a sort of world 11 as a defensive midfielder.
He would.
It's just ridiculous. He's just It's like, it's just that typical thing of people of that generation who you're told, don't, you know, you never go back on your opinions. These are just my opinions, so they can't be wrong. Well, they can be wrong. You're just looking like an idiot. It's just stupid.
No, it is just stupid. And you're almost making the argument of, regardless of what the evidence says.
Yeah, and he admits
I still believe this.
Yeah, that is literally his argument. Says, despite him being the best defensive midfielder in the Premier League this season, I still don't think he's very good. It's essentially his point. What are you doing?
Just doing a Bill Clinton, isn't it? Just doing a Bill Clinton.
What's that?
From the '90s, yeah.
Monica Lewinsky.
That's what Souness is doing. I did not have the other.
I did not have a bad opinion about that.
With all that being said, Andy, give us your Wally of the Week.
I don't really know Wally in a week. You know what? Me, for celebrating the way I did, I didn't give a shit.
That's not Wally in a week, is it?
No, but I'm happy, mate. I'd be a Wally for the week. I don't give a shit. Manchester's back and we're boiling piss left, right and centre, mate.
Love it. Absolutely love it. Joe,
it's got to be Pep, hasn't it? What are you doing? Oh, no. No, we don't want to win it anyway. We've won it loads anyway. Don't need it. Someone else. Shut up. What are you pretending you don't care about the Premier League for? Why are you doing that? Like a child. You're obviously a great manager. I think he's got, in his whole career, I think he's got like a 72% win rate, which is staggering. Probably, I think, I would guess, the best of any manager ever.
He cared about it when he beat Villa on the last day of the season.
Yeah, exactly. He's a phenomenal manager. So why does he have to have this child side where he's going, I don't want to win it anyway. I always win it. Like, shut up. Just say, we weren't good enough today. There's still a league title to fight for, and we'll see you next week. That's all you have to say. Don't give us this, not bothered anyway. Carabao Cup, shit. Premier League, shit. Don't care about it. All I care about is having big Haaland up front and winning the Champions League. Well, you're probably not going to win that either if you're just a child every time you lose. Yeah. Pathetic. I bet he'll lose the first leg of a knockout tie and go, do you want to win it anyway? You know you're only 1-0 down and there's still a second leg to go. Yeah. Not bothered, it's shit.
Yeah, shit. Who wants to win the Champions League?
League's crap.
Daniel Kirk in the Super Chat says, my Wally of the Week is Jack Grealish just because I don't like him. Fair enough, can't argue with
that. Who's your Wally of the Week?
I don't know, man. I don't want to get all political, but Sweller Braverman again. I'm sorry.
Again.
Do you know what I mean?
Sorry to say again, it's Braverman.
I must have missed this memo.
For those who don't know, who is Suella Braverman?
Suella Braverman is the Home Secretary, and she's in a packed field. She's arguably the most vile Tory of the lot. A Holocaust survivor, spoke to her in a public forum the other day and said, like, you need to stop the language where you're calling immigrants, like, infestation or whatever she was saying. I forget the exact words, so I don't want to put words in her mouth. And rather than, you know, listening to someone who understands how hurtful that language can be, she just dismissed it. And then the Home Office did this tweet saying they want the video taken down. So, yeah, can't stand the Tories and I can't stand her. And I'm sorry for being so political, but, yeah, that's just my opinion.
It's getting naughty for them.
I can't read out some of the comments, even the ones I agree with, because we'll probably get cancelled. Joe, where can people find you?
Oh, Jesus Christ. People can find me on Sloppy Joe's. We put an extra episode out this week on Friday, so go and check that out.
You can find me on the Manchester United Agenda tonight, and I will be hosting it 8:30.
Is that what you're doing now? Just coming on here and advertising other United channels? It's a disgrace.
Yeah.
No, I love the United Agenda. Go and check out the United Agenda. Go and check out Joe and Sloppy Joe's. I'll be back with Scotty and Marty later on as well, so you check me out. But make sure you are hitting like, share, and subscribe to Stretford Panic.
Fucking give it.
We've got Premier League piss take later on today.
Yeah, coming out later tonight.
What time?
7:00.
7:00, Premier League piss take. In the morning, I'll be back with the news, so make sure you're getting involved in that. That's been Andy Tate, the absolute legend. That's been Joe Smith, the absolute legend. And I've been Jay Marty. Thanks for watching. Sports Social Podcast Network.